Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as reported on the podcast previously, Walmart's recent move to put 1,500 robots in stores has reignited the debate over the impact of robots. Are they taking over? Plus, the future of everyday robotics at home, school, and beyond. We're talking all about it after these tech headlines. Tech unicorns Pinterest and Zoom will launch themselves into the public markets on Thursday, hoping the messy debut of Lyft is in the rearview mirror. Bankers are telling investors that Pinterest is targeting $19 a share in its IPO. This is $2 above the high end of the range. However, it may be eclipsed in valuation by a lesser-known video conferencing company, Zoom Video Communications. The company said it now anticipates a stock price offering in a range of $33 to $35 per share. Both will begin trading Thursday, entering an IPO market that has been hot and hospitable for most companies, with investors who have been clamoring for their stock. Learning Technologies Group has made a strategically sensible move with its acquisition of recruitment software company Breezy HR. According to Numis, the London-based digital learning company expects the deal, worth up to $30 million, to be immediately earnings enhancing. Breezy HR builds on Learning Technologies' 2018 acquisition of PeopleFluent and extends its existing customer base to include small to medium-sized businesses. And Kroger says later this spring it will start delivering groceries with driverless vehicles in Houston, its second test for the partnership with startup Nuro. The pilot with Nuro's self-driving Toyota Prius fleet follows its recent pilot in Scottsdale, Arizona. Kroger is the largest U.S. traditional supermarket chain, and it hopes that the autonomous vehicles will drive down the cost of the expensive delivery service. Coming up, a glimpse at how robotics will change how we work.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
As reported on the podcast, Walmart recently moved to put 1,500 robots in stores, leaving us with a big debate over AI and automation and the impact it will have on U.S. jobs and our daily lives. SoftBank Robotics, the company behind Pepper, the humanoid robot, believes 70 million jobs will be eliminated by automation by 2020. Let's get more. Joining us via Skype to talk about it some more is Cass Dawson. He is Global Head of Marketing for SoftBank Robotics. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
So let's talk about this crazy rise of automation first. Do you get a sense that it's moving faster than we're even ready for? Because in covering this, I get a sense that we're already behind, and it seems like the game is already on and we're just catching up. I don't think people appreciate the speed of automation.
So what's interesting about that is I think the people who get it, meaning, the businesses that understand the true value and are willing to explore and implement or deploy the automation, they get it. They're putting it out there, and they are probably on par or just slightly behind. But from our perspective, I think there's a lot of people who are still waiting to see. And so for us specifically, we are looking at we've had humanoid robots in the marketplace for a couple of years now. It's a 4-foot-tall robot that does a lot of greeting and engagement at front of house. So the lightweight stuff that employees at the store or some sort of, customer environment would typically handle. It's taking those lightweight interactions and taking it for itself. There are other robots out in the marketplace that do different types of automation. So see robots that roll through aisles in a store and are doing inventory control, or you see robots that are in the back of the store in the warehouse and moving items around based on what is needed at a specific time. And so, and there are many more than just that. I'm just giving a couple of examples. Right. And so the myriad of different automation pieces ultimately help businesses solve for specific solutions. And then, again, those businesses that want that or get that are beginning to implement it.
It's an important distinction. There are so many different types of automation out there. The conversation about automation in the workforce, it's what they call a hot button issue. What are we learning about the opportunity for jobs within this space? You know, for all the talk about the robots taking over or what have you.
So it's a great question, and we get it all the time. Because we're out in the marketplace trying to sell humanoid robots, people always immediately look at us and say, well, how many jobs are you stealing? And there are lots of reports out there that talk about the fact that automation in the next couple of years, I believe by 2022, is expected to take 75 million jobs. Whereas when you start looking at what it takes to implement automation, it is likely going to create more jobs than it will replace. So those jobs that it will be creating, they speculate will be on a scale of about 133 million. So that's a difference of about 55 million jobs. You know, that is where it gets really important to understand the difference. What I also like to say is not only are these new jobs going to be new jobs created, but automation is about task management. And so it's not about an entire human being's job being replaced. It's about certain tasks being replaced so that that person can be more efficient. Those people aren't necessarily leaving the organization who were doing those tasks before. They are now becoming the robot managers. Good example was there is a scrubber robot that rolls around the floors scrubbing floors to clean them up. It was replacing the person who rides along that scrubber to do the janitorial work, basically. Now that person who was doing that prior is now the robot manager and it has that as opposed to janitor on their badge and on their job description. And so that is the other way I like to think about how, you know, jobs aren't necessarily being taken or replaced, but people's levels and jobs are being uplifted.
Right. And on the other side, there's the customer experience. The idea is to improve that. And, you know, that opens up a wealth of opportunity. We can all have our customer experience improved. In the nearest future, you know, will the stores start to slowly look a little bit different?
Absolutely. I think what ends up happening is you can look at it right now today, the deployment that we have with HSBC Bank. We've got our robots at their front of house and the robot is providing a bunch of information prior to the person interacting with one of the human tellers. And what it is allowing to do is it's allowing a handoff where when the teller first interacts with the customer, they already know information that the customer has given to our robot, being what it is they're interested in, and it's guided that person. The intent is manyfold. One of the benefits of that is the fact that the lines are getting shorter. It's also driving people to some of those other automated tasks, like if you want to deposit a check or take cash out, let me show you how to do that at the ATM. All benefits for the bank and ultimately for the customer because their experience is now, you know, that much easier. The learning is that people are more willing to share or learn information from a robot initially than they are from the human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's technology. It's like dealing with your cell phone or Alexa at home, right?
Right.
We've all been trained to have these interactions and feel more comfortable with that. And so that is what's happening with that front of house and making the life of the consumer a little bit easier. Again, the things I'm defining are today. Where this goes, you know, we did a showcase at CES where when the robots start working together and sharing information, so if there's a robot controlling or patrolling the aisles to see what items are in inventory, what are either not stocked or are overstocked, we can then use that information to push information to the robot that's interacting with people to tell them ahead of time, don't waste your time going down the aisle. That item's not there. Let me help you order it from our online store. Or it could also, for the business's sakes, try to push some of the items that are overstocked.
Yeah.
And so that's where it is a very simple one use case of how when the robots start working together, it ultimately makes the lives of the business, the employees at the business, as well as consumers, that much better.
There's so much happening and it's all really exciting and new. So I encourage listeners to head to softbankrobotics.com for more. Cass Dawson, thank you so much for the time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Tanya.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos.